It's sort of like a little free library on wheels that goes around to different parks and playgrounds over the summer.
Amy Ozai is founder of Buffalo Book Bike. She relocated to Buffalo a couple of years ago from Cambridge, Massachusetts. When she began exploring the city, she noticed some disconnection between neighborhoods. Her friend in Cambridge had started a book bike, so Ozai decided to create one for Buffalo.
That bike was fresh in my mind, so I just thought that would be so great for Buffalo. And then the founder of Go Bike Buffalo, his daughter happened to be in class with my son. It was all sort of serendipitous. So I met with him, had a coffee with him, and told him the idea as something that maybe they should do. I never intended to be the person to do it, but he said, go for it. You can be an affiliate. Just go for it. Just start it.
Ozai reads to children, then gives out free books. Last year, she conducted a trial run without a bike, distributing over 1,000 books across the city. But now she has a custom-designed bike.
Connected me with Nickel City Cycles, built custom bicycles out of the foundry on the east side. Because it was important to me that the bike be from Buffalo. We designed it together. They built it from scratch. They welded it from kind of racing bike steel, so it's really light, because that's the first thing everybody says, is it looks so heavy, but it's really not.
The first Buffalo Book Bike appearance begins June 28th at MLK Playground. Ozai reads to children, then hands out free books.
And I have to keep telling them over and over that, yes, it is free. They just can't believe that they can take it home, because there's something about owning your own books, the pride of ownership, and reading the same one over and over and over again, writing your name in the front cover. It's really magical, and it's a great means of escape, a healthy means of escape for a lot of these kids. And the parents now are asking me to keep adult books in there, too.
Ozai will also travel to other parts of the city, including the West Side, Outer Harbor, Riverside, and North Buffalo, from June through August.
Reading is one of my favorite things to do, and it's fun and relaxing. And I think nowadays kids are pressured to read earlier and earlier. So I wanted to kind of bring some of that fun back to it. So the bike is sort of a spectacle that rolls into your neighborhood, and you should get just as excited to see it as the ice cream truck.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.